USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Shouts of "Debt to America" was being called out in Baghdad among thousands of mourners in a funeral procession for Iranian General Qassem Soleimani, who was killed in a U.S. airstrike. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says he was planning a major incident.
When he landed in Baghdad, the travels before that put him in places all around the region which were aimed solely at building out what they were referring to as the big attack.
Democrats, including Virginia's Mark Warner, has questions.
There was a threat. The question that I still need to get answered is, has the administration thought through all the ramifications of their action? A better outcome would have been if the administration had briefed congressional leaders beforehand, briefed our allies beforehand.
This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC, paid for and responsible for the content of this message, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. rootwall.com.
High temperatures and increasing winds have Australian authorities worried as raging wildfires tear through much of the country. The BBC's Phil Mercer is in New South Wales.
The big problem for Australians in this part of the country is that the fires are very unpredictable and no one knows when the fires will strike, if they will strike, and if they do, how ferocious they will be.
President Trump's impeachment trial is still in limbo as Senate leaders trade blows back and forth. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
Senate Democratic leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, says senators have a duty to conduct a fair impeachment trial of President Trump. Speaking on the Senate floor, Schumer argues that key witnesses and relevant documents should be subpoenaed for the trial.
The Republican leader prefers finger-pointing and name-calling to avoid answering the looming question. Why shouldn't the Senate call witnesses?
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A San Diego Superior Court judge ruled that owners and operators of a pornographic website owe 22 women $12.7 million for fraud after lying to them about where the videos would be distributed and deceiving them into making them. Michael Pratt and Matthew Wolf, owners of the website Girls Do Porn, were among the 13 defendants. The judge said the women would retain the ownership rights to their images that appear on the videos. He also ordered the owners to take down the videos from their site and other sites on the Internet. The lawsuit accused the defendants of taking advantage of women in financially vulnerable situations and took calculated steps to falsely assure the models that their videos would never be posted online. Instead, the videos were posted on their websites and many other popular free service porn sites. The Effluenza teen is back in court. USA's Tim Berg explains.
A Texas man who used effluenza as his defense at a trial for killing four people while driving drunk was arrested on Thursday after authorities say he violated the terms of his probation. Ethan Couch was booked into a Fort Worth, Texas jail after he tested positive for marijuana. Couch's attorneys say their client has been intensely monitored for alcohol and illegal substance use for more than 20 months. And has never been positive for the use of any substance before.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.